Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamid Vav, with the very top of the daf, very top of the Amud, Omer Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is going back on the prior Gemara on the bottom of Lamid Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us the bracha that you're supposed to make when you put on tefillin. So it said on the bottom of the Amud Beis, it didn't say the Nusach HaBracha, but it says that you're supposed to make a bracha between the time of the Hanocha, the Adshas Kshira, from the time that you start putting the tefillin on your hand, on your arm, and right before you actually make the Kesher, then you're supposed to make the bracha. Now Rav Chizda tells us somewhere, Rav Chizda, Soch Bein Tefillin LeTefillin. What happens if a certain person spoke out between the putting on of the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel roish, then chuzim avarech, you have to make another bracha. Doesn't say which bracha, but chuzim avarech, you gotta make a bracha again. Mashba from the Gemara that when you put on the two tefillin, it's supposed to be one mitzvah, and therefore don't make a hefsik in between by talking. If you did talk, then you've destroyed the circuit, so to speak, between the first tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, and you got to make a new bracha.
So we assume that you should make the bracha for both, because
So says the Gemara, I'm going to be medayik from Rav Chizda. Soch in is mashal only because he spoke. Loi soch loi, but if he didn't speak, he does not make a new bracha. Meaning he only makes one bracha at the very beginning. Lo aniach tefillin, and that's it. Why do you make lohaniach and the other one al mitzvah? Explains Rashi, because lohaniach means I'm beginning to do the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore he's saying, Lihaniach, I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I bless you, and for giving us this mitzvah, Lihaniach, to put on the tefillin, and I start putting on the tefillin immediately after the bracha. The reason on the second one I make a mitzvah tefillin, because now I'm finishing off the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore I thank Hashem, al mitzvah tefillin, on the mitzvah that he gave me of putting on the tefillin. Okay, good. But the ma'aseh, it's mashwa from this braisa, Rabchi Bereid Rav Huna, not a braisa, the member of Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, that you are supposed to make two brachos lechatchila. One bracha tefillin shel yad, one bracha tefillin shel roish. And from Rav Chizda's mashma, that you only make one bracha altogether, unless you spoke out in the middle. Every my Abai Barab Adam Shavayu, loy soch mavorech achas, soch mavorech shtayim. So now there are two pshatim in this Gemara, pshat of Rashi and pshat of Tosfos, and the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos has major halachic ramifications. Ooh. Even till today. How does Rashi learn the Gemara? Rashi learns the Gemara very simply. That under normal circumstances, a person puts on both pair of tefillin, both parts of the tefillin, he only has to make one bracha laniach tefillin, no other bracha, just the first bracha laniach tefillin. It's only if in the middle he started talking, then Mavarach Shtayim, then he has to make a second bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. But under normal circumstances, if a person is careful not to talk, only one bracha lehaniach tefillin. That is, by the way, the minig of the Svardim and certain other communities. Many people in Eretz Yisrael, they only make one bracha, they don't make both brachas. So if you look at the Rashi says, third line from the top, lo yisach ein mevorech ela al shel yad bilvad. You only make one bracha, that's it if you were in tzach. Tzach mevorech shtayim, kedusholach Rav Chiya, or Rav Chizda, that you have to go and make two brachas. But otherwise, if you didn't speak, you only make one bracha. So the Choyra, that pshat in the Gemara is very straightforward. What's the basis of our minhag? Those that make both brachas, lahaniach and al mitzvahs, even when we do not speak in between. What's going on? So Tosfos learns, when it says, Abayi v'Rabbi d'Amar Travai, lo yisach v'varach achas, that's going on the tefillin shel roish. The tefillin shel yad, you make laniach tefillin. That everybody knows. That's done. Finished. Now we're talking about Tefillin Shorosh. About that, Abaye Rabbi said, Lo Yisach, if he didn't speak out Mevorach Achas, he only makes one bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Soch, if he spoke out between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shorosh, he has to repeat the Laniach Tefillin of the Tefillin Shel Yad, Mevorach Shtayim, and now he makes the second bracha Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And that's, of course, our minhag, according to Abaye Rabbi, that we always make both brachos. Okay. And all the Gemara is telling us is that if you spoke out, then you have to repeat Laniach Tefillin a second time. You can't rely on it the first time because, unfortunately, you were mafsik in between. That's why, that's how Tosfos is. You see, if you look down at Tosfos, Sach Mevorach Achas, Sach Mevorach Shtayim, that's halfway down the middle lines, the wide lines, Pirish Bekuntris, Loi Sach Mevorach Achas, Bein Shol Yad, Bein Shol Rosh, only one bracha. Sach Mevorach Shtayim, Laniach Tefillin Mishol Yad, Be'al Mitzasun Mishol Rosh. Rebbeinu Tam Pirish, Lo Yisach Mevorach Achas on the Shel Rosh. That is Mevorach Al Mitzvah, Tefillin. Shezu Hi Birchasai. That's the bracha of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. However, Sach, if he spoke out between the two, Mevorach Shtayim on the Shel Rosh, Lohaniach, and the Al Mitzvah, V'chein Kos B'Shibush Rabba, the Tefillin, that's why he also passed in the same way. So we feel like Rebbeinu Tam and like the Shemush Rabba, even though we're wearing Rashi Tefillin, we passkin like Rebbeinu Tam, that we do the two separate brachas. At least most people do. And then if you so see here in the Tosfos by the Rebbeinu Tam, there's an asterisk. That asterisk brings you back to the Gilyan Hashas. Gilyan Hashas is Rebbe Kiva Eiger. Rebbe Kiva Eiger says, Herali chochem echad, shekei mefurish behedji bemedish tanchuma bepashis boy.
Well, yes, when you talk on Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin, you don't make a bracha, do you?
No, you don't. That would mean nobody makes a bracha.
I'm just curious to find out. Because
you're doing fine.
Can you expand on the Gilyan Hashas, please?
You don't see the Gilyan Hashas?
Yes.
He said, Herali Chochem Echad, one scholar showed me, Shekein Mefurish Behedja, that the way Rebbeinu Tam said, it says expressly, Medish Tanchuma, in the Medish of Rabbi Tanchuma, the Parsha's boy, in the Parsha's boy.
Rabbi Tanchuma.
Sorry?
I thought you were adding a comment there.
The comment that I'm adding is that Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that this is not Rebbeinu Tam. It's not only Rebbeinu Tam, it's a Medrash. Okay, so we continue on. Rabbi Yisai taught him we'll enter the Brice. Soch, paid Tefillin Tefillin. If a person spoke between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, Aveir Hi B'Yodoy, it's an Aveira, V'choizer Olea Me'orch El Mechoma, and he has to return from fighting in the war. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us because when they used to go out to war, the Koy Meshuach Mechoma used to go and announce, Mil Ish Hayori Varach Alevav, whoever is afraid, he should go home and he should not go into war. And Chazal tell us when it says, Ish Hayori Varach Alevav, doesn't mean that he's a weak-hearted type of guy, that he's afraid to pick up a rifle, afraid to pick up an arrow to go and shoot someone, but rather he's afraid because of the Averoi Shebiyovit. So I might think Averoi Shebiyovit, they are big Averois. Ah, Chas V'Shalom, Amachal Shabbos, if someone did something terrible. No, even if he speaks between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, that already is enough to send him home, Me'orche HaMachal.
Can you say Amen between both? Or can you Amen?
I'm sorry, once again.
If you're somebody saying God, there's just that is Amen, and you only put on the Shel Yad, you don't put on Shel Rosh.
Yeah.
If you answer Amen, that's a hefsek.
It is definitely. Cannot answer anything.
Can't answer anything.
Cornish.
I actually want to know because it's considered a hefsek.
I'm not talking.
What?
Good. Anyway,
you don't say goodbye. You go Al Yisrael, even though some people do say it. Ramos says you could say it. So
you say Amen after Al Yisrael.
Go in. The Ramos, I think, is Paschal. You're allowed to say if you go Al Yisrael. You're allowed to say Amen.
Ah, okay. Anyway, all of that's fascinating. But bottom line is
take a look at it.
Okay, I'm asking. Fine, good. I'll let it. Anyway, so you can't speak between Tefillin and Tefillin because a very hebi yodai.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Sometimes, if we say Shachianu or let's say the Seder, Alchias Matzah, and Amosach Menorot, we'll say two brachas before one mitzvah.
Right.
Why don't we say, since if it is one mitzvah, why are we saying L'haniach Tefillin and Al Mitzvah Tefillin in two stages? Yeah. Wouldn't it make sense to say both brachos prior to putting on Tefillin Shel Yad?
The brachos.
I mean, like we say multiple brachas before, you know, Shachianu. I mean, if it is one mitzvah, why don't we say both brachas before the one mitzvah?
He's right.
Barry's always right.
No, now he's right.
Now he's particularly right.
I'm puzzled by this.
If you look at Rashi on the second and third lines, Lohaniach, Mishliyad Mascha Lohaniach, that's a Lamed, Lohaniach, I'm going to put on the tefillin. Mitzvah Tzilin, the Achshav Goymres a Mitzvah. So when he finishes off the Mitzvah, he says, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, on the Mitzvah, not Lim Mitzvahs, but Al Mitzvah Tzilin, I thank you for the giving me this Mitzvah to put it on.
So there are
the Chachamim Mesakim, two brachas on the Mitzvah of Tzilin, even though it's only one Mitzvah. Now, Gemara says, it's Aveir Hi Biyodoi. If he speaks, and because of that, he's choizmi archal mechama. Now, what's the inyan of choizmi archal mechama? So we already said it. Come to tell you, not even a bigger veira, fill a smaller veira, he also goes home. Now, there's a in posik in parshas v'zoyis abrocha says ulgod omar boruch marchim god kolavi shochin v'torav zroya af kodkoi. What means v'torav zroya af kodkoi? Dr. Rashi harugeyim hoyu nikarim. The God was so strong that you could tell those people that were killed by God, Choitchin Haroish im Hazroya b'make achas. In war, they would go and not only decapitate the head, but even the arm all at one time. They gave one makah, they're able to slice the person in half, so to speak. That the Roish and the Zroya went together as one. The Taraf Zroya, Zroya is the arm, Afkodkai together with the skull. So the Rebbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Bolok brings this pasuk, and he says, "Why were they zoich with Torah of Zeroya af Kodkoi? The Torah of Zeroya bischus tefillin shebizroya af Kodkoi bischus tefillin shebirosh." I said, therefore, the victory in Muhammad was because of the schus of the Torah of Zeroya af Kodkoi. They made sure to go and put on the tefillin shebizroya and the tefillin shebirosh. This person who is mafsik in between, he's destroying that circuit of the mitzvah tefillin, and that's why they send him home, because we won't have that tzchus. So the Vilna Goyin, one of your people, right? The Vilna Goyin adds to that, that's why Rashi is careful to go and say, in one swoop, in one hit, because a person is not soch bein tefillin tefillin. The person is soch bein tefillin tefillin, he is destroying the circuit of the two parts of the tefillin together by splitting it down the middle, so you won't be zoicha to this maka achas. If you do it as one mitzvah, you're not zoch. Oh, you're zoicha to the zoya afkod koid maka achas. But if you destroy it in the middle by speaking, then you take away from that maka achas. The Vilna Goyin, my son Yossi told me about, so I give him credit for that. Anyway, and we continue on at Rabbeisai to the Gemara Beit. By the way, on this shtikla we said a very biyodoi. Rashi says about that on the fourth line from the top, Soch bein tefillin tefillin v'loy beirach al shul roish ela samach al brocha rishoyna. If he didn't make a new brocha, but he was simach on the old brocha without making a new brocha, remember Rashi Shitosai, he didn't say a second brocha al mitzvah tefillin, according to Rabbein Tam, that he didn't repeat the Haniach tefillin besides saying the Al Mitzvah tefillin, then it's a very beyond. It is the Chmashma, but if he was Masakin and he did say the Bracha on the Shorosh, then it's okay. In fact, if you look at the Tesis, he's Madaik that way from the Tois, from the Rashi. The next Tois, a very beyondoi, Choydom Marachim Chama, Bitoch Pirisha Kudrish Mashma, the Imsoch Ubeirach, that if he did speak and he made the Bracha Shori, Vuleki Yisura, El Adra a mitzvah, Uschar Brocha. Forget, he has a mitzvah, and Uschar Brocha. So in other words, this is not something which has no remedy and no cure. Forget, if in fact he makes the Brocha, he remedies it, and everything is Uschar Brocha, so it's good and fine. However, other Rishonim disagree, and they say that it's a Brocha Levatol. You're not supposed to make the second Brocha. You're not supposed to make the second Brocha. He only did it because B'diavad, he spoke in between. So even though he made a new Brocha, according to other Rishonim, he would still have to go home, of course, he being over this Aveir. Anyway, continuing on, Vaita in the Gemara. Tana, Kishu Meniach, when he puts on the tzvil, Meniach Shol Yad, Yachav Meniach Shol Roish, like our Minig, that you put the Yad and then Shol Roish. Ukshu Choylet, when you take off the tzvil, Choylet Shol Roish, you first take off the Roish, and then Yachav Choylet Shol Yad, and then take off the Shol Yad. Just like our Minig. So the priority in the pasuk is very clear. First you put the ois on the yad, and then you put the tefis bein enecha. Very good. Chaylut shul roish v'yakach chaylut shul yad min nolan. How do I know? Omer Rabba, Rafuna Azra Li, Omer Koshin Basra, the Tov is Bein Enecha, Kol Zman Shebein Enecha, Yehu Shtayim. What's the drush over here? So Rashi, you're told to say the word v'hoyu is a Loshen Rabbim. V'hoyu, the Tov is Bein Enecha, Kol Zman Shebein Enecha. As long as you have the Tov is Bein Enecha, meaning the tefillin shel roish, make sure v'hoyu that there should be Yehushtayim, that there should be both tefillin on. So therefore, never take off the shalyad, leaving the shalroish, because at that point it will no longer be a v'hoyu. It's only going to be a v'hoyah. Therefore, the v'hoyu tells us that both tefillin have to be on at the same time if you have the shalroish on. Tanuban, tefillin meimus lebarach aleihem. When do you make a bracha? Now, this is not the same shayla as yesterday. When do you make it? Before the kshira, after the kshira? Here we're talking about at what point in the day do you make the bracha on the tefillin. The Gemara says, v'shas ha'nechasim, from the time on which it is ro'oi to go and put on the tefillin. So ketzad, l'moshul, ha'yamashkim lotzis l'derech. What happens if he got up very early, even before amud ha'shachar? He's afraid that if he's going to hold the tefillin in his hand, maybe by accident somehow they're going to drop, he's going to lose them, he's going to forget them. He wants to make sure that he has his tefillin. Menichah, he can put it on even though it is still night, but don't make a bracha yet. You got to wait until the morning. And when this man comes in the morning, what is this man? The Gemara doesn't really tell us what this man is, but Rashi tells us that this man is Mishiyira Chaveiroi Merochik Dalet Amis, which is similar to the Mishiyakir Zman. From the time Mishiyakir, then you go and make the bracha Mamashrish Behen. What he has to do is he has to touch them and fidget a little bit with the tefillin. Not just touch, Rashi says, Tavak Ilu Meinichon. And Mvorach Alein, at that time he makes the bracha on the tefillin that he has. In other words, we want to take away the problem of the Oivalasi also, so should pick it up a little bit and
move it
and
around.
Then move it around a little bit, and then he puts it in place, he makes the bracha on the tefillin. But Mosem Menichon. Okay, so that's the earliest part in the morning. Now, what about how late in the day? Mosem Menichon, Ad Shetishkacham, until Shkiyasacham. Now, remember, of course, as you know, in the times of Chazal, people wore the tefillin the entire day. There are even Yechidim today that wear the whole day, but of course, that's very, very rare and unique.
Last night,
yes,
a Hasidic guy was putting had a talus on tefillin at the time we were davening Ma'ariv. What? I couldn't understand it. I don't know.
It's Gemara.
It's totally in the
Machlokes. Nobody said anything to him either.
What?
Nobody said anything to him.
Why?
I never saw anybody at night to be wearing tefillin.
Why didn't you speak to him?
Why? Because he's a Hasidic guy, and I don't know how he's going to react.
I'm nice and idle and gentle. He wouldn't have said your people are my people.
I never.
All right. Anyway,
I never underestimate my enemies.
Enemies. Holy chas v'sholim chas. Anyway,
the chassidim with the goyim.
With the goyim. Yeah. Okay. We'll get back to it. Anyway, the Gemara says that you wear at Shetishka Chama. That the chassid wore it at night. You'll see in the Gemara in a moment that Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna also wore tefillin at night.
Would you say Lila? It's the tefillin of
the... Oh, we're going to talk about that. I made it about it. Anyway, at Shetishka Chama until nightfall. Azei zok the Tanakama. Now, the reason why the Tanakama says at Shetishka Chama is like Rabbi Cohen was just saying a moment ago, because he holds Lila lav zman tefillin. You don't wear tefillin at night. Why don't you wear tefillin at night? The Gemara will have a drosha on the Amud Beis, because it says in the Pasuk, Miyomim Yomima, Yomim V'loy Leila. This mention we'll see on the Amud Beis. But only during the day. However, Rabbi Yankif Oimer, Achetichla Regel Manashuk, you should continue wearing the tefillin even after nightfall, until there's nobody around anymore. It's an interesting lashon. It's like by Hanukkah, you have Achetichla Regel Manashuk. V'chum Oimerim Ad Zman Shina, until he goes to sleep. In other words, you should wear a tefillin until the time he goes to sleep. Now, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says about Rabbi Yankif, about the Laila Lav Zman Tefillin. Laila is not the Zman Tefillin. That Rashi is a bit difficult to understand, because if Laila loves Man Tefillin, then why does Rabbi Yankov say continue wearing it until Regel Manashuk, or the Chum say Adz Man Shina until you go to sleep? After all, if it's loves Man Tefillin, you should have taken it off already. So Toysis, in fact, on the bottom disagrees and says, if you look at the last Toysis, Rabbi Yankov Chum Svilu the Laila Zman Tefillin. So why don't they wear it the whole night? Why only wear it until tichle regel manashuk or until zman shina? El chashinam l'shem yishan behem. Maybe he's going to fall asleep wearing the tefillin. And therefore, we're always afraid when you're going to fall asleep, because at that point you can no longer control yourself, and at that time you might, chas v'shalom, there might be some ears come out. Besides that, when you're wearing the tefillin, you're supposed to be conscious that you're wearing tefillin.
Hes chadas.
Exactly, when you sleep, most people would not be able to discover to dream the whole night that they're wearing the tefillin. Anyway, that's according to the Chum. So why does Rabbi Yankov say, take it off even earlier? Chum are right. Azman Shina, if Laila is man tefillin, I'm ready to put on my pajamas, I take my tefillin off. Maybe put the pajamas on first, and then you take the tefillin. But the point is, I understand that. But what's the Rabbi Yankov, which is Tichl Regman Ashuk, says Taisvis, of the Rabbi Yankov, har chokot tefillin midrabanan. In other words, I'm afraid maybe he'll fall asleep before he gets his pajamas on. So once Tichl Regman Ashuk, there's no longer any activity, there's no hustle bustle in the streets, everything is quieted down, and then the person might start falling asleep. So therefore, take it off, Tichl Regman Ashuk. Okay. But everybody agrees. What happens if you had to take it off because you had to go in Beis Kisei or you had to go and take a shower or whatever? Now it's already Shkis. Don't bother putting it back on again, because after all, even though Laila Zman Tfilinu, I'm still goyzer about the fact that the person might fall asleep. So if he's still wearing it, okay, either Tichle Regel Manashuk or is manshina. However, if he already took it off, okay, you don't have to put it back on anymore. We already have this gezeira about the falling asleep at night wearing the tefillin. So Gemara Vayta, Omer Rav Nachman, Halach Rabbi Yankov, Halach Tak Rabbi Yankov, take off the tefillin by the zman of Tichle Regel Manashuk. Now this is what that Rabbi Cohen was speaking about before, Rav Chizev, Rabbi Rav Huna, Matzli Behu Be'orta. What does that mean? So Trashi Matzli Be'orta, Tvilis Mariv, Tvilis Arvis, Kireb Yank.
Chassidim.
Maybe, Chassidim don't know this Gemara.
Maybe because he knew the Gemara, that's why it was right.
No.
All right. Anyway, bottom line is, the Yenachusid, Mit Rabbi Yankiv, Mit Rav Chizev, Rabbi Rav Huna, they all wore Tvilin for Mariv. Can you imagine? Ikri Amri. However, there is another version. Not that Rav Nachman said Aloha ki Rabbi Yankiv, but he said, Ain Aloha ki Rabbi Yankiv. Yutaka should not wear tefillin at night. Take the tefillin off during the day, before Shkia. Thank you, Rav Chizev, Rabbi Rav Huna, Matzal Be'orta. Aye, we know that they did wear their tefillin at Mariv. And who play it? They talk argue. Rav Chizev and Rabbi Rav Huna argue with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yankov. And they held that we do paskin like Rabbi Yankov, or like the Chacham, that you should continue wearing tefillin even at night, even during Marv.
Maybe they daven Marv early?
That's a possibility.
Since the Gemara doesn't say that, apparently they daven late. Anyway, continuing on. Did you want me, Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Hachi? Did Rabbi Rav Huna go and daven with tefillin at night at Marv? V'Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, the same Rabbi Rav Huna said, Safik chashecha, safik loy chashecha. If you're not sure whether it's already nightfall or not, loy choylet, don't take the tefillin off, v'loy meniach, but don't put them on. Because I'm not sure, is it shkia, is it not shkia? Okay, since I'm not sure, don't put it on, don't take it off. So tomorrow, havade chashecha, what happens if I know for sure that it's nightfall? Choylet, you do take it off. Why? According to Rabbi Rav Huna, keep it on for Mariv. Why are you taking it off? It's a stira, Rabbi Rav Huna on Rabbi Rav Huna. He himself warned for Mariv, and he himself was saying that if it's Vadei Chashecha, take the tefillin off. Everything more hosim b'erev Shabbos itmar. That aloch is gezukiv on legabi erev Shabbos. Meaning that there's a difference between regular Laila and between Friday night on Shabbos. Aha. So Frank Dimara, why is there a difference between the two? Maikasava. Ikasava Laila Zman Tvilin. If Rabbi Barav Huna holds, like Toisvis said, Aliba de Rabbi Yankov and Liba de Chacham, that Laila is Zman Tvilin, and that's why he wore his tefillin at night. During Mariv, Shabbos not Zman Tvilin. He should hold that Shabbos is also Zman Tvilin. Why? Because of the drasha that we're going to have in a month. Ikos of a Shabbos loves mantvelin. If he holds a Shabbos, Ishkas mantvelin. His life is also not me loves mantvelin. To mehecha dimimata Shabbos mehosam mimati leilois. The drashos of Shabbos and leilois are almost a package deal. They go together based on the same pasuk and the same words. The Sanya, we learned in the Brisa. It says at the end of the Kaddish Likol Bechor, V'shemarte zachuka zoi islamoy adoh v'yomim yomima. Now this pasuk... You have a question?
No.
Okay. So this pasuk follows right after the pasuk of Kriyashma, of Tzvillin. Yeah, I keep the pasuk. Pasuk and Shmois Yud Gimel Yud. Pasha's boy. Shtein pasuk Azeh. Yud Gimel Yud. Yud Gimel Yud. You can also look it up in the Siddur.
Yud Gimel Yud.
Gimel Yud. Shkar. Vaydab Hashem Moshe Leim. Kaddish li kol b'chor. Petr korech l'vnei Yisrael. Ba'odu ben neim alei lihu. Remember Yitzis Mitzrayim. Hayim atav yoytu b'chodesh Aviv. Boy, kiviach Hashem eretz Kanani. Achitu amoydi. What should you do? Shivas yom teichel matzois. Eat matzis for 7 days. V'yemesh v'yichag l'Hashem. Matzis yochel. V'yir l'cho chomeitz. V'yir l'cho si'or b'cho gvulecha. Pesach. V'yigad l'chabin chabiyem hu leimor. Hagoda b'avur zeh. Osa shem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Li yu v'leiloi. Ilaho yisham l'yot n'nigol. They come to us. Everything talking about Pesach. And then it's the Chol, Oisal Yadchol, the Karim Bein Necha. And don't forget about Tefillin. Next verse, V'Shemar Tzachuk Azoyt L'Moyadah Miyomim Yimim. Now, by the fact that Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud follow one another, where right after the mitzvah of Tefillin it says V'Shemar Tzachuk Azoyt L'Moyadah, is the Tanakama of this Braisa learns that this Pasuk refers only to and directly to the mitzvah of Tefillin. Shemar tzachuk azoy from Yadom yomim yima yomim v'loy leilois mi yomim v'loy kol yomim prat l'shabos yom tovim divi Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says the reason why it says in the pasuk that you should keep this chayk of putting on the tefillin mi yomim yimima yomim comes to tell you only during the day, not at night. Mi yomim, not all days, only certain days. You don't put on the tefillin on Shabbos and on Yontif. Good. Azay zok Rabbi Yosef Glili. So now we see, if you hold that Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin, should hold that Shabbos and Yontif is also Lav Zman Tefillin. It should be both exactly the same. So the teretz that we gave before, that Rabbi Bar Avuna, at night, he did wear his Tefillin, because the Chayri holds that Laila is Zman Tefillin, and then he didn't wear it on Shabbos and Yontif, because he held that Shabbos and Yontif is Lav Zman Tefillin, the Chayri doesn't stim. Rabbi Kiva says, I disagree with basically. This pasuk of Shemartes Chukazois is not referring to Tefillin. It's referring to the Karm Pesach, which is mentioned before that in the previous pasuk. Aha. According to Rabbi Kiva, this whole pasuk has nothing to do with Tefillin. So I don't have the benefit of this miut. So I don't have the yomim mechanish, kayom yamim mechanish, mi yomim hagarnish. Kum zechois, the Tefillin. Sai at night and Sai Shabbos should be Zman Tefillin. Laila's Zman Tefillin, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Is like, what's going on according to Rabbi Avuna? That's the Mamanashach that you might have asked before. Mamanashach. If Laila's Zman Tefillin, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. If Shabbos not Zman Tefillin, is Laila's also not Zman Tefillin. Whichever way you go, Lechoyra doesn't work. Everything 1999. Nafkele Mehechel and Nafkele Rabbi Kiva. In fact, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, but not based on this Pasik, based on another Pasik. Rabbi Kiva, remember, says that the pasuk v'shamar tzachukah zois is not talking about tefillin; it's talking about carbon pesach. So therefore, lechoyra laila is zman tefillin, and Shabbos should also be zman tefillin. However, says Rabbi Kiva, chadoch nocha pasuk. The sun is shteitach lebrayse. Rabbi Kiva oimer, yoch liyaniach adam tefillin v'shabbos v'yom tovim. I would think you should put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tam loimar. When do you have to put an ois on a day where there is no ois? But Shabbos Yom Tov has to shed an ois. How do you know that it's ois? So Rashi already picks the pasuk. Ki ois he beini v'neichem deriseichem. Shabbos is called an ois, even though there's no direct pasuk in Yom Tov. But Yom Tov is iskish for Shabbos, so it also is considered to be an ois. So therefore, you don't have to have the ois of tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Tov.
So why do people in Chol HaMoed put on tefillin?
If you say
it's Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov.
It's Chol HaMoed.
But yeah, but still Yom Tov.
So you don't put on tefillin?
Yeah, not only is what
I think
do.
Some of your people do, no? The Ashkenazim do. Anyway, so it's time in Hugim. Some say it's Chol, some say it's Moed.
Don't put it on a lot.
I have because of Meserva. Yeah, my father didn't. The title behind it, I don't know.
Instead of Rabbi Soldation told Rabbi Morochovitz, he said, when he asked him, he said, why don't we put on tefillin? He said, my father didn't.
Oh, wunderbar.
But then again, he didn't follow everything that his father did.
Well, then he did.
Yeah, I'm saying certain things he followed, certain things he didn't.
Yeah, in the same vein, just know, he once asked them, what learning I knew. Well, the Vilna Gaon said Kesser on Shabbat Mug. So somebody said, the Rebbe sat me and said, so he says, it could never leave my lips. So he said, why? He says, because if Chaim didn't say Kesser, I don't say Kesser.
Okay. I'll tell you something else, just if you don't mind.
The Bruce
didn't go on cemeteries.
Yeah.
Because you should be Cheshitek, but you follow La Mason.
Right.
Okay. He broke the ice. He went to see his wife's cave.
Huh?
All the time.
Shekhlich. All right. Thank you. Anyway, I was once traveling with our family. We were traveling to Europe, and we made a minyan on the plane for Shachris. And we were seven of the family members, and we needed three more to be mashal minyan. We went around and we found three Adiyin Nebuch Nishka, not yet Shomer Shabbos, hopefully they'll be soon, and they joined us for the minyan. So after the minyan was over, we asked them whether we'd be interested in putting on tefillin. So one of the three said to us, why are you wearing tefillin today? I understand, of course, in Yom Kippur, but why during the year? Why do you wear tefillin with anything special? So unfortunately, he apparently didn't know this drush of Chazal.
To be mitzvah first,
that's why we were mitzvah him. That's what I'm saying.
Chabad takes everything.
He'd like to have a minyan with the kippah.
I see. he didn't learn the next gemara.
No, exactly.
Okay, very good.
He didn't learn.
Anyway, is anyone about to third line?
So yeah. If tefillin is not time dependent, are women chayv in tefillin according to the shita? We don't follow this, obviously. But if this is the opinion, then remember the gemara Erevin when it comes up. Rav Meir says women are chayv in tefillin. There's a Gemara Motei Tefillin. There's a Gemara that talks about. So we're saying that women.
May's wife was.
He did with
right.
But Lemais, if you hold that Laila is man Tefillin, but it holds Shabbos is not invited to Mitzvah's man Grama, because you don't do it on Shabbos. Amir Blaza, Kol Maniach Tefillin Achashki Yisachama Oyve Baseh Beichan Oma Oyve Balav. If you put on tefillin after shkia, in other words at night, you oyve on an essay. Rabbi Yochum says you oyve on a lav. They both learned it from the previous pasuk which we just quoted. They both hold like a Rabbi Yosi Haglili that it's yomim veloy leilois. The question is, what is the significance of this vishamarta? And as the Gemara will say momentarily, we have the famous Chazal that wherever it says Hishomer pen the al einoy eloy sesa, and the word Hishomer lav dafka means Hishomer in all conjugations of the word Shemira, and it says Vishamarta. Vishamarta, it sounds like it's a lav. If it's a lav, then we have a shaila over here. We have a machloikis between Rebbe Lozer that holds it's an essay, and Rebbe Yochanan that holds it's a lav.
How is it an essay? How are you over an essay?
Okay, so why don't we sit in Mar? The Mar, meaning the second man, the Yoma, Rabbi Yochanan, that says that Yoyr Balav, he holds it, he's Shomer, Einoy Eloloi says, so that's Vishamarta. Umar and Rabbi Loza says, no, it's not a Lav. He doesn't agree to Rabbi Oven or Rabbi Lo, that wherever it says he's Shomer, that it's a Loi says, you don't have to say that that's a Machloik, it's a Kuli Alma, Islahu, Rabbi Oven or Rabbi Lo. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Oven or Rabbi Lo that the word he's Shomer and Vishamarta means a Lav. If the Hishomer is all on its own, that there is nothing else connected to that Hishomer, then that Hishomer is just like Vishamarta, Vishamarta is just like Hishomer, it's a lav according to everybody. However, if the Torah uses the word Vishamarta connected to a mitzvah's asay, then you say that the purpose of that Shmira is to strengthen the asay. After all, putting on tefillin is a mitzvah's asay. If you don't put on a tefillin, it's not that you're over a lot. You just mavatel the mitzvah's asay. So the Torah is telling you, Vishamarta, be careful, make sure to be mekayim the mitzvah's asay. But not telling you to create new lavin. Ah, so those yet the machlekes. According to Rabbi Lozer, you failed to put the tefillin on. You didn't put on bismana, you put it on after shkia. Yo'iv ba'aseh, yo'iv on this v'shamarta, and that shamarta is related to the aseh of putting on tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan says, oyv v'lav, yo'iv on the lav, because since it says yishomer v'shamarta, shamarta by definition is like Rabbi Loh of Ravavin, Ravavin Amri Loh, that any time it says v'shamarta, it's a lav. Zokti moravait nachum v'achbagim ma'asav v'hishom d'lav, lav v'hishom d'esi, esu ma'asav v'hishom d'esi is nami lav. V'yomer b'lav. The im l'shomron mutter. What means l'shomron? Says Rashi, what happens if you are traveling, you're going, you're coming, and you're afraid you're going to lose your tefillin. If you're going to take your tefillin off at shkia time, and you're going to put it into the tefillin zekel, you're as a forgetful type of person. You might leave it somewhere, and then the next morning, I forgot to take my tefillin along. So says Rashi, in the shomim shlo yoiv do that, he shouldn't lose them. Because he's not putting it on for mitzvah purposes. He's doing it, and he shouldn't forget it. He shouldn't lose it. So that's okay. Then you don't have an isalav. You don't have an asay. Then you're allowed to wear it even at night. V'yom ravina habisim nekamed Rashi. V'choshach, it was late. It was already choshach. V'iniach tefillin, and he put his tefillin on. V'amri lei. So I told him probably Ravashi, but probably the shamrim kabbar luhumar. Mistama, the reason why you're putting it on now, even though it's dark outside, open the windows, you see it's dark, dark, dark. Nevertheless, probably because you're afraid you shouldn't lose it, you shouldn't forget it. That's why you are putting it on. V'omali, and he kind of nodded with his head, yeah. But when I looked at him, I saw that even though he said, yeah, he didn't really mean yeah. He was just kind of being doicha bekash. He really felt kasav alocha ve'ein moirin kein. What says alocha ve'ein moirin kein? So Rashi kasav alocha the laila is man tefillin. He held that the laila is man tefillin, and you are supposed to wear tefillin at night. Ve'ein moirin kein says Rashi shem yishkechem v'yoshen behen midikam alei l'shoymen kavra ina. Meaning that even though mitzad ikar hadin avada you're supposed to wear tefillin at night, because laila is zman tefillin. Hi, Ibrazoi, why do we take it off shkia time? Why don't we leave it on? Because I'm afraid maybe the person will forget that he's wearing his tefillin, and he'll start being nisradim, he will start dozing off, and he'll be sleeping with his tefillin on, and therefore that's why halacha lemaisa midrabanan lechalapachis take off the tefillin at shkia time. Hi, he himself, Ravashi, apparently Ravashi felt that he could be sufficiently nizar, that he doesn't have to worry about this chshash of forgetting and falling asleep with his tefillin. Omer Rav Ravuna, chayiv onu mashmish tefillin b'chol shah. Person should go and be mashmish, in other words, constantly touching. And that's why we, during davening, we touch the tefillin a few times. Why? That we shouldn't be mesiach das from the tefillin. Kavuchay mitzitz. Matzit sheni ele askor achas. The tzitz, as we know, it says, koydish l'Hashem. So it says one askor, mean one time Hashem's name. That a person should not he shouldn't forget about it. What's the right from Oyal Mitzchay Tomid? Because the same possibly talks about it since it says twice. Why does it have to say twice? The second time tells you, don't remember that you are wearing your tzitz on your mitzvah. That's how some of us learn. Other of us learn it says, what's the Tomid? Tomid comes to tell you that you always think about it to 20, as long as you're wearing it, think that you're wearing the tzitz. The same thing is with the Siyach Vadadim. Anyway, it's filmed, Shiyesh Ben Askaris Harbet. You have so many other Askaris. Hashem's name is mentioned so many times in the four parashiyos of the film. Alas Kama Kama, that you shouldn't be Mesiyach Das Mimena. Yeah, what's up to you?
On Purim, how do you stop him? He was excited, and he said, "Yeah, I can't. You look at my face. This is a face that 7 years has not been Masech Das Makosh Baruch."
Very nice.
Who's that?
Sot Nuri.
And it's a story told by Yecheskel Abramsky, Zuchan Lebrucha. Yecheskel Abramsky had to have surgery, and the doctors, for some reason, they didn't want to give him anesthetics. They didn't want to put him to sleep, and they said that this surgery requires that the patient be up at all times, because the chas v'shalom, they're afraid if the patient were to fall asleep or to doze off, whatever, during the surgery, it wouldn't be good. For whatever reason, that's just what the surgery was. They said he has to remain up, he cannot go asleep. So they said, Rabbi Abramsky, we're nervous that you might fall asleep during the surgery, what should we do? He said, it's not a problem, let me put my tefillin on. I wear my tefillin, I'll never fall asleep. The kachava, he put his tefillin on, and this was a sight to behold. He was wearing his tefillin during the surgery. He didn't fall asleep. The whole time he was thinking about the tefillin, and the surgery in Berkshire was successful. Anyway, it's a true story. Anyway, continuing on. Tanu Rabban. It says in the Pasuk that you're supposed to go and put the tefillin on your hand.
Yeah, but David has a good point. He says that, so people would think. I mean, there's
blood on the straps
would be surgery. Shachar.
That's very good.
I guess they were careful about that.
Yeah, very good. That's good.
Anyway, kshatim liolis al yotchol al yadecha. Okay, you have to put it on the yad. The question is which yad. It doesn't say beferish in the pasuk which yad. So of course, we have the drasha of yad keha. Yodchah, and the Gemara is going to talk about that tomorrow. But today the Gemara talks about another drasha, Tanu Rabbanan, Yodchah Zu Smoy. That's the left hand, the left arm. And maybe the right one. Tamalim, it says the Pasik, Af Yodi Yosteret, Vimini Tifcha Shemoy. So what's the raya from that Pasik? Because it says in the Pasik, Yodi Vimini. So therefore the Gemara is assuming that the Pshat in the Pasik is that Hashem Yisbarach is referring to the two hands. One hand is my yad, one hand is my yamin. What are you talking about? Isn't the yad yamin? No. The yodi yosta eretz is referring to the yad smoil. The yamini tibcha shemayim. When Kadosh Baruch Hu sets up the world, the eretz and the shemayim, the left hand is miyasi, the eretz, and the right hand is tibcha shemayim.
So how do you answer the question which you never did about people that are lefties? Why do you have them doing a righty? And just the opposite? What's the basic? I think Gemara tells you it's got to be on the
right hand.
The Gemara says on the left hand is supposed to be the tefillin. Right. So if lefty puts it on the right hand, but right. The Gemara says left hand, why do you? It doesn't have make exceptions to Gemara.
Yad keha, the drasha.
Today's drasha is based on yod. But the bishop tomorrow we're going to have it says yod chof hey. The more dash for that yad keha. Yad keha means the weaker arm, the weaker hand. So, but most of us, those that are righties, the left hand is the weaker hand. Yeah. Those people are lefties, the right hand is the weaker hand. Okay, the Yoimim. So the Nocha Pasik. Nocha Pasik, Shteitach in Shoiften. Yoda la Yosei Tishlachna, Vimina la Halmus Amelim. This is a Pasik which is talking about Yoel Eshes Chevra Keni, that she went and killed Sisra. How did she go and kill Sisra? Yoda, her hand, she extended to the Yosei, to the peg, and then she went and put it into his temple, and that was the end of Sisra, the Grace of Rusha. Anyway, so it says the pasuk again, Yoda, and then it says Vimina. Isn't that one and the same? No, it's not. Yoda was for the left hand, Yimina was for the right hand.
Right, she held the peg in her left hand and she put it in with the right hand.
I guess so. I mean, it wasn't there, but I guess that's right. Anyway, the point is, that's why you have the two hands, and give him a hand. And that's why Yoda is a right, that Yoda means it was left hand. Goyman, lo matoshiv yodcha viminecha mikerev chekcha chale. And again, you have the same inyan. Lamatashiv yodcha. Viminecha. Yodcha is the left hand, Viminecha is the right hand. So that's the drasha so far of the Tanakh. Kama, and yet should to be continued tomorrow with other drashas. How do we know that you're supposed to do it on the left hand and not on the right hand?